215 in Pujavan has to do with this week's Parsha Shofti about the divine judgment. It's also Shach to Rosh Hashanah. It's also Shach to Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Rebbe says, whoever desires to taste the hidden light, that is, the Torah's secrets that will be revealed in the future, must elevate fear to its source. Here we're talking about fear as Yirat Shemayim. Everyone has to have Yirat Shemayim. This is one of the midos that every Jew has to have. The Gemara says that they only asked of Am Yisrael Yirah, more than Yirah. You can't ask of a person, you can't force a person to love Hashem. The loving of Hashem comes automatically after a person worships Hashem. It can come to love later on. You can't force a person to love someone. Even when a person gets married, sometimes a person doesn't love his wife. He's got to get married because there's a mitzvah to get married and have children. But the love comes later, the love comes with the person working on himself. A person really has to work on himself to come for love. A person also has to work on himself to come to Yirah, to come to fear for Hashem also. But every single Jew has a minimum of Yirah Hashem, of a fear for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Rebbe here wants to teach us how we can taste of the hidden light. What does the Rebbe want to teach us here about this hidden light? This hidden light is like the Oraganus. It's like what's going to be in the next world. Asilavo, Lolam Abba. All the Rebbe's teachings is coming close to the Shem and coming close to Lolam Abba, coming close to a Torah which is not shy so much to this world. We have to make ourselves go out of time and space in order to come to the close to the Shem in these higher worlds. The Rebbe wants us to purify us, and when we become cured, then we can start learning this hidden light. It's written in a lot of books that in the time of the Mashiach, in the time of the next time that we're going to have now, which is close to the Mashiach, the time of the Mashiach itself, is all the halacha and the shas and the gemoras, a person's going to know that. Now we don't know it. We have to learn it. If a person doesn't learn it, he's not going to know it well. But in the next type of period of time, the Mashiach is going to bring to the world, we're going to have bigger minds, and we're going to know most of the Torah Sanigla. We're going to know it very easily. It's going to be very easy to learn it. Where are we going to have the struggle? Where are we going to start really learning? It's the Torah Sanistar, the hidden Torah. It doesn't mean Dafka Kabbalah. It could mean all sorts of new types of hidden Torah, which is not revealed in the Chlal yet. But in any words, in the next time when the Mashiach comes, we're going to be learning in a little different way. So the Rebbe wants to bring a little bit of this now into our generation with the Sefer Likutei Moran, and with in the preface to the Likutei Moran, the Rebbe writes that all of the Likutei Moran is a perush on Etz Chaim and the Zohar. And this hidden type of Torah, where the hidden light also is connected into that. So the Rebbe says here that the Torah's secrets that will be revealed in the future must elevate fear to its source. The Yirat Shemayim has fallen down. Our Yirat Shemayim is not the Yirat Shemayim that the Jews in the previous generations had. They had much more Yirat Shemayim than now. Now, there are a lot of Balei Tshuvas, and there are a lot of people who have very high Yirat Shemayim, very excellent Yirat Shamayim. But on the other hand, you can see that there are a lot of children that are losing the derech, losing the way. There's a lot of problems in our generation that there were never in previous generations. And there are a lot of people having problems with the derech HaTorah. They have to go to special yeshivas in order to, the noshrim, they call it the kata noshrim, people leaving Judaism, a lot of people leaving the religious Judaism, they want to become less from. And this is all tied into Yirat Shamayim, to fear of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we have to do what the Rebbe says here, elevate the fear to its source. Where is the source? The Rebbe asks that. How does one elevate his fear? With the concept of judgment, as in a king establishes eretz in a country with judgment. You can never have eretz. You can't have a land without judgment. Every land has judgment. Eretz alludes to fear, as in eretz the earth feared. This means that one should judge all one's affairs. As the verse says, he manages his affairs with judgment. So we see that a person, all his managing of his affairs, of it, the way his life, all is tied into with judgment. How a person judges himself, and it's not written, the word is boididus in this Torah, but that's really the meaning of the Rebbe here, that Rambam said that a person wants to feel and taste the Oregon news of Rav Nachman, he should be regil in his boidus. He should really do his boidus, because that's going to make him very close to the Shem. The more he does his boidus, whenever a person has a quarter of an hour, or an hour, hour is the best. He has a free hour, and he can go out to a field or a park or someplace, even a room. A person can do his boidus in an empty room, or even sometimes a person is in a very tight situation. He's got to be in a room with other people, but he knows that by his boididus he's going to be really come really close to the Shem. So even a room filled with people, he could also do his boididus. That doesn't prevent him from doing his boididus. This is the judgment that the Rebbe's talking about here in the Torah. A king establishes eretz, a country with judgment. Here, actually, the pasuk in Proverbs is talking about that in order for a king of a country, in order for his country to be a good country, he's got to have some sort of a judgment in his country. He's got to have a court with a judge. He's got to have policemen, right? If not, anyone can do what he wants. He can go and steal from his fellow man. He can kill another guy, and no one will, there'll be no judgment. Eretz, the word Eretz, which is talking about a land, alludes to fear. As in Eretz, the earth feared. This means that one could judge all one's affairs, that the verse says, he manages his affairs with judgment. Meaning that one should judge and assess oneself regarding all one's affairs. In this way, one removes all fears from in oneself, elevating fear to a state of clarity and purity. Only fear of God will remain, and no other fear. Sometimes a person is afraid of his fellow friend, his best friend. He's afraid of him. He's afraid of his wife. He's afraid of his child. He's afraid of his dog. A person can have all these fears, which are called yira tachtoina. A person does not have the proper fear. He fears all these outside things that he should not be afraid of. He should only be afraid of the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, of no one else. The great tzaddikim had no fear of anyone. They were with tzaddikim in the middle of the war, that they would say kiddush, they hold the kos of kiddush, and everyone would see him outside, all these goyim that were shooting at Jews. He made kiddush. He was not afraid of anyone. He was only afraid of the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And these great tzaddikim, like Rabbi Akiva, the time when Rabbi Akiva was killed, there were other 10 great tzaddikim that were also killed in that time. They called Sarei Harugei Malchut. The 10 famous Jews who were killed, this is brought that because they killed Yosef HaTzadik, they sold him. The tribe sold Yosef HaTzadik then all their souls had to be come back through the Sari Harubi Malchut. They all had to be killed on Kiddush Hashem. So we see these Asari Arugi Malucha were not afraid of anyone. They're only afraid of the Shem. They were so great that they could have prevented themselves being killed. Because Rabbi Shmuel, he went up into the heaven and he asked an angel. He asked one of the angels there if this is a gezer from the Kodesh Baruch. If it's a gezer from the Kodesh Baruch, who is willing to be killed on Kiddush Hashem. But if it's not a gezer from the Kodesh Baruch, he could have mebatled this gezerah. There was one time when the non-Jews were looking for Rashi. Rashi lived in France. So these non-Jews were looking for him, and Rashi disappeared from his house. He said, Shem HaKodesh, whatever, he disappeared. He disappeared from his house. These great tzaddikim, they can prevent damage coming to them. And there was a famous story of the Marshal. Heard about the story of the Marshal? The Marshal, when he passed away, there was a big church with some sort of pope, not a pope,
cardinal, bishop,
a bishop who wanted to do bad things to the Jews. So the Marshal said, "When I pass away, take my body." Right across the street from this church, right? Hear the story. And he went when they were taking him away in the lullaby and the funeral. They did what the marshal said. They put him exactly opposite from this church, his dead body, right? The marshal woke up. He became alive again. He started reading his chidushim that he wrote on the shas, on the Gemaras. And he was reading from the beginning of the chidushim to the end of the chidushim. The church, and the bishop inside of it was looking outside to what's going on. Every chidush that he read from his sefer, the church was falling down into the ground. Another chidush, another chidush, another chidush, until the whole church fell in the ground and was entirely disappeared. This is a big miracle that happened. The marshal was no one learns Gemara these days without sometime opening up a marshal, or they have to have a pshat of the marshal in order to explain the pshat and the Gemara. The marshal was one of the biggest perushim on the Gemara, and he was such a holy soul that he could really deal with the Sitra Achra, these non-Jews, in a way where he could destroy entirely a church, and the whole bishop disappeared entirely. There are other stories. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, is buried right across the street from Beit Por. Beit Por, Peor, is the Avodah Zorah in those days, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. They would go to the back room. And that was the way they were worshiping, you know, Avodah Zorah. Why? Going to the bathroom is one of the most disgusting things a person does in life, right? This is the way they're worshiping Avodah Zorah. The Avodah Zorah is like going to the bathroom. That's the value of it. But anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu is buried right across the street from the greatest Avodah Zorah in order that he can mevatel and abolish all the power of Avodah Zorah. You see this by Rav Chaim Mital also. He's buried in Chutzlaretz and Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is buried in Uman because there were 30,000 Jews who were killed there on Kiddush Hashem. So the point I want to get over here, that these great tzaddikim, not only do they only have fear of God, and they have fear of no one else. They're not afraid of anybody on this world. They're only afraid of God. But not only that, they can abolish the Avodah Zorah and all these klipas that are in this world. And this is what we have to do. We have to have part of this tzaddikim also. When we go to Uman on Rosh Hashanah, we have part of this tikkun. Part of the tikkun is to abolish all the Avodah Zorah, all the evil of the world. And this is also in this talk about, in this Torah also, in the Kutu Moran, Torah 15, that we have to be tied in with these judges of the world. One should judge all his own affairs. When a person goes to his bodidus every day, the hour of his bodidus, a person should not just ask for more money. I need more money, I need more food, I need this and that. You should do that also in his bodidus. But the real Isboidus is that the person is Podish El, a person has to do tshuva. He's got to come back. What is doing tshuva? Taking back all the sins that we did this last year, bring it back to the Shem, ask forgiveness that we did all these sins. We have to judge the fair, all our affairs, what we did bad in this last year. And Prat, when we come to the Rebbe, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's the most important time to do Vidui Dvorim with Nei Tamat Chochem on the Tzion of the Rebbe itself, if a person has the opportunity to do that. A person has to manage his affairs with judgment, it's written in the Psalms, meaning that one should judge and assess oneself regarding all one's affairs. In this way, one removes all fears from oneself, elevating fear to a state of clarity and purity. Only fear of God will remain, and no other fear. When a person does not judge and assess oneself, one is then judged from above. There's a cloud. A person, if he doesn't do this piece of advice of Rav Nachman, automatically the judgment is going to take place. You have your own choice to make. Or you do the private judgment yourself, or the judgment is going to take place up above. Someone else is going to judge you. All of a sudden a person gets a hazmanah labezin in the mail, or he has to do this, he has to pay a kenas. All of a sudden his wife starts shouting at him, or something happens to him, he stumbles in the street. This is the judgment that takes place when a person doesn't take the judgment on himself. When a person does not judge and assess himself, one is then judged from above. For there's no judgment below, there's judgment above. When a person is judged by heavenly judgment, the judgment can manifest in anything. And all things become God's agents to exact the judgment issued against this person. As our sages say, when they stand before your judgments, all of your servants, to enact the judgment against this person. All are your servants. It's written in the Pasuk that every person in the world is a shaliach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in order to make judgment against this person who doesn't judge himself. However, when a person does judge himself in the proper way and is bodidus, and when there is judgment below, there is no judgment above, fear is not manifested in anything in order to rouse a person, for one has become aroused on his own. He himself is morer himself to be chozer b'tshuva. This is alluded in the verse, one whose psalm sets the way, who sham, assesses his ways. That is, he who judges his behavior, there are judgments that you shall Son set before them, and then I will show them Elohim's salvation, which refers to fear, as in fear Elohim. This is an aspect of fear rising from the klipos and from the nations by way of judgment, for judgment was initially manifested in the klipot. Where is the judgment? Judgment din comes from Gvoras. Gvoras, the Yetzer Hara, was created by having a Yenikah on the Kedusha. So the other nations and the evil judgment has a Yenikah from the divine judgment. For judgment was initially manifested in the Klipas. For this reason, a person becomes frightened of something, such as government officers, thieves. And this makes a person very fear, or some other fear. fear has become manifested in this thing, for fear had not become manifested in this, the thing would not have the power to frighten him. So we see, if a person doesn't make the true judgment, the divine judgment, then they'll have fear in some sort of physical thing in this world.
So what is it? How are you doing?
Want to give a share now?
It's my time.
What's your hour?
From 3 to 5. 4 to 5 is different.
No problem.
Different thing. Sorry.
Coming here for 3 every day. So, no problem.
Everything good? Shut up. Do you have 3 to 4?